I appreciate that good singing this morning. Y'all glad you're saved? Say amen. Amen. Thank God. Take your Bibles this morning. Turn with me to Psalms chapter number 73. Stick your thumb right in the middle of your Bible and you should find the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter number 73. I'll share with you a thought the Lord gave me throughout this week. And I hope it'll be a help to you. Hope it'll be a blessing to you. Psalms chapter number 73. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Psalms chapter 73. I see some people still turning their pages. I want everybody looking at a Bible. It amazes me how people come to church today and they don't even bring a Bible.
Amen.
Amen. I had a teacher in school. He always used this illustration. He said, if you're a carpenter, you don't go to work without your tape measure and your pencil and your hammer and your saw. He said, so don't come to my class without your textbook.
Amen.
Amen. He used to tell us that all the time. And I think about that at church, man. We ought to come to class with our textbook. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. God was gracious enough to give us His Word. Amen.
Amen.
We ought to think enough of it to get it out of the closet and bring it to church with us on Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. Probably be amazed how many Christians don't even know where their Bible is.
Amen.
Well, I'll get off on a tangent there if I ain't careful. Amen. Thank God. Psalms chapter 73. I should have ranted long enough for everybody to find it. Look with me at verse number 18 where the psalmist said, surely thou didst set them in, say the words with me, slippery places. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou casted them down or down into destruction. He said, surely thou didst set them in slippery places. I wonder how many would bear witness with the fact with me and say, this week I have found myself in some slippery places. Well, somebody talk to me this morning. I have found myself in some slippery places. I don't know. I believe the snow up north is a lot different than it is down here. I'm here to tell you, brother, on Tuesday, whether it was 2 inches or 2 foot, it was slick. I was trying to think of an analogy there, but it's just kind of not a nice one that I could come up with. But it was pretty slick out there. We were in some slippery places. And a lot of people's lives were just thrown all out of whack because where they found themselves at during the day on Tuesday. I'd left the house and it was Tuesday morning and looked out the window and I told my wife, I said, it's snowing. She said, I told you it's going to. I'd argued with her. She said, it's going to snow tomorrow. I said, it ain't going to snow. It ain't going to snow. You're crazy, man. It ain't going to snow. It ain't snowed in 2 or 3 years. It ain't nothing going to happen. Don't pay no attention to all that. You know, that's the way we heed the warnings a lot of times. Amen. That's the way just because the preacher said Jesus is coming and he didn't come this week, don't mean he ain't still coming.
Yeah.
Amen. The weatherman said it was going to snow. Well, they've said that before. Yeah, but every now and then they get it right. Amen. Every now and then they get it right. I left the house. I was coming to the bank here in Villa Rica, as I was going to the bank, Levi called, and he said, Daddy, how bad is it out there? I need to go to the dry cleaners. I said, it ain't bad. Ain't nothing to it. He said, we were leaving to go on that trip on Friday, and he said, I need some guitar strings. And I said, well, I'm out. I said, I'll just run to Douglasville for you and pick you up a set of guitar strings. I ain't worried, man. I got a four-wheel drive. I'm a redneck. I can handle this. Got a whole lot of people looking at life like that. Well, I got on I-20. By the time I got to Fairburn Road in Douglasville, I-20 on the westbound side was a literal parking lot. My plans were to go to Fairburn Road and get off and get some guitar strings, get back on I-20 and come home. And I looked at them transfer trucks and all them cars sitting over. I thought, I'll never get home that way. It ain't gonna happen. I had the bright idea. I know what I'll do. I'm just gonna shoot on up to Thornton Road. They opened that new Tandy leather. I'll go. That's a good excuse to go by there. I love to go in there and look at all the leather stuff. I'm going in that Tandy leather place, and I'll just cut through that way. I'll come down Thornton Road, and I'll cut through the back roads and hit Ridge Road, and I'll come to the house. Bright idea. I made it to Thornton Road with no problem. Remember, I got a four-wheel drive. What was that old country song? Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive? And a country boy can't get stuck. Amen. I got off on Thornton Road, and it was like 2 feet at a time. What I failed to realize, I had a four-wheel drive. But that idiot in front of me didn't have no four-wheel drive. And that idiot, I shouldn't say that, that poor soul. In front of me didn't have no four-wheel drive, and that poor soul behind me didn't have no four-wheel drive, and that 18-wheeler didn't have no four-wheel drive. I was on Thornton Road for a couple hours at least. I got past Bankhead Highway and started up. There's just a little incline, little hill. Not much of a hill, just a little hill. And I looked up there, and there's an 18-wheeler truck coming backwards. That's a southern word, means in reverse. Backwards. He is coming backwards. And as he is coming backwards, that truck was pointed that way, and that trailer started going that way. He blocked up the whole interstate. Chase was back there. There he is. Chase was back there behind me, just a few cars, and we was talking back and forth on the cell phone, and Chase would say, "Here comes another one." We was talking about idiots. I'm poor souls. We was talking about poor souls. People driving their BMWs and their Audis, and Thornton Road has a medium. You can drive in it. It's a big, wide medium. And here they'd come. We're doing this. And you'd look in your side mirror, and here'd come one. I mean, bro, they flying. Wasn't that? I mean, they're running 50 and 60 mile an hour. Right up through there. And you know what? Yeah, poor soul. Me being the poor soul that I am, I'm rolling down the window looking up there going, "Huh. That idiot making that BMW, I got a four-wheel drive." And something inside my heart said, "Uh-uh. You're in a slippery place." So I decided not to follow them idiots and waited out. I finally got over that hill. Guess who I saw in the ditch? Poor soul. And the Holy Ghost said, "You got a four-wheel drive. You should stop and help him." But I was in the flesh, and I went. Poor souls. While I'm driving in that mess, the Lord begins to bring this scripture to my mind about slippery places. And I think about how life in general is full of slippery places. Tuesday, Wednesday, on up into Thursday and even Friday, there was reminders or remembrance of the storm on Thursday. Even after the snow was gone, there was evidence of casualties all along the road. Cars abandoned by their drivers. Cars being towed this away and that away. I mean, boy, that's what I see in life. The ditches are full this morning. The ditches are full of people who have found themselves in slippery places and were totally unprepared for what lay ahead, and they found themselves in the ditches of life. They're in the ditches of divorce. They're in the ditches of drug addiction. They're in the ditches of depression. The ditches are absolutely full this morning. But I'm here to tell you, I'm glad God's got a record service, and it's free of charge, and He'll haul you out of the mess you in and put your feet back on solid ground. Life's full of slippery places. Sometimes you can be doing everything you know to do. Friday, it warmed up a little bit on Thursday. Friday morning, Levi and I were supposed to leave out bright and early and head to Lexington, North Carolina. The weather is no longer even a thought in my mind. We go to Liberty Road and we get on I-20. We stopped at Hess because it's God's will. They got Dunkin' Donuts coffee. We got us somebody shout right there. We got us some of that Dunkin' Donuts coffee and hit I-20. I ain't even worried about four-wheel drive. I'm in two-wheel drive. It's moving along pretty good. There's still some little icy patches, but we're cruising, man. I hit the fast lane on I-20 between Post Road and Highway 5. I'm driving up through there 50, 55 miles an hour. Traffic's moving. Ain't no problem. Me and Levi are talking. He's asking me about what I'm preaching tonight and what are you going to preach when we get up there? Have you got some direction? I mean, we're just having conversation. You understand what I'm saying? Life is normal. Everything's going on just like it always does. All of a sudden, I didn't do anything. I didn't do nothing. That's the first thing Levi said. What'd you do? I didn't do nothing. I was driving down the road 50 miles an hour. I didn't touch the brakes. I didn't turn the wheel. And that Toyota went just like that. I mean, out of nowhere, I was sideways in the fast lane. Just because everything looked okay didn't mean it wasn't slippery. I'd found myself in a slippery place. By the grace of God, we went from sideways back to straight, amen? And God got us there, and God got us there safely. I promise you, after that Toyota straightened up, I paid a little more attention to where I was at. We got a lot of casualties in life and in our church and in our society and our community because they're not paying attention to the conditions that they're traveling on. We're living in a wicked, wicked time. We're raising our children in a slippery time. Amen. Amen. Hey, there's a lot more to slip on out there today than it was when me and Johnny was growing up. Amen. Oh, they was sin out there, but it ain't like it is now. Right. Yeah. Amen. Back when we was kids, everything we did was wrong. I mean, wasn't nothing okay. Everything was wrong. Everything was a sin. Everything was wicked. Nowadays, ain't nothing wrong. Yeah. Oh, honey, if that's what you want to do, you go right ahead. Sure, you want a pet rattlesnake? Here, take two. That's how stupid our society is. Amen. Well, there's nothing wrong with letting our kids go out and just find themselves. No, they'll find themselves in the ditch because they some pretty slippery places out there. Amen. I guarantee it, man, for 10 minutes, me and Levi didn't even talk, but I was just driving like that. I mean, we got all the way to South Carolina. I'm still just... Levi said, Dad, I think the road's fine. I said, yeah, I know it. That little sideways trip we took there put enough fear in me to cause me to drive differently than I was before. I'm praying the preaching this morning might have put a little fear in your heart that you might live differently than you did before. Even though the conditions look good, doesn't mean it's not still slippery out there. Amen. First thing I noticed, we're going to look at some more scriptures here in a minute. First thing I noticed, I finally got home. And my wife, bless her heart, I love her. We watched the news for 3 days. We're in the house. Our kids are home. Everything's fine. I don't care what's going on out there. And we listen to the same thing over and over and over. Are you listening? And over and over. First thing I noticed about that media and about society, whose fault is it? Whose fault is it, Brother Freddie? The cars are lined up down the sides of the road. People have abandoned their vehicles. They're walking home. Brother Carlos and Brother Anthony camped out on I-20. Tuesday night. It took them 22 hours to get home from Gainesville. First thing they did, whose fault is it? Oh, it's the mayor. Some of y'all probably blamed it on the mayor of Atlanta, and you live in Billerica. This is the mayor of Atlanta's fault. CNN was crucifying the mayor. Boy, he lit their lunch up, didn't he? He showed them every picture y'all showing of the interstates. I'm the mayor of Atlanta. I ain't got nothing to do with it. Well, if it ain't the mayor's fault, it's the governor's fault. Well, if it ain't the governor's fault, it's the school system's fault. That was kind of stupid. Poor soul. It's not the school system's fault. I know. It's the weatherman. It's the weatherman. The weatherman missed it. No, the weatherman actually got it for a change. But that's where we are in life. Everybody's blaming everybody else for the circumstance, for their messes, for their mistakes, for their problems. Well, if this hadn't happened and that hadn't happened, you know what? It did happen. It did snow and it fell on the ground, and a lot of people made a lot of bad decisions during that time.
Amen.
Amen. What I should have done when I seen them little snowflakes splatting on my windshield right here on the 78 highway in Villarica, 4 miles from my house. Something inside me said, go home. No, I can make it. No, go home. I'll be all right. Ain't nothing to it. Hey, idiot, poor soul, go home. I made a decision. I got home, but it took me a long time to get there. My problem was, I was like many who were out there traveling in some slippery places in life. I wasn't even prepared. I have a little light on my dash that comes on when I need gas. Ain't no problem. I'll get some gas on Thornton Road. I didn't know I was going to be sitting there 2.5 hours. All of a sudden, that little orange light, it was speaking to me. Poor soul. Poor soul. Then I had to go to the bathroom. Totally underpaid. I should have stopped when I could. I should have stopped when I could. Let me give you some areas, some roads in life you don't want to slip on. And they're slippery places. When it comes to the road of salvation, be sure you don't slip.
Amen.
When you find yourself on the road between heaven and hell,
yeah,
you need to make sure you go in the right direction.
Amen.
You know, if you're here this morning and you're lost, you're as close to heaven as you are to hell. You are a decision away from spending eternity in a place called hell. You said, preacher, I don't think it's correct to preach on hell. Jesus did, and we going to till he comes back. Because I know it's not popular, but there still is a hell, and people are dying and frying there for out eternity every day that we live. I'm telling you, don't slip off into hell. I remember Brother Ed Ballou one time preached a message, slipping into hell from the church pew. Slipping into hell from the church pew. Can you imagine dying and going to hell? Brother James right here just had a birthday. Happy birthday. It's a wonder you alive, poor soul. Brother James just had a birthday. He ain't but about 4 foot from the altar. Can you imagine dying and going to hell and being 4 feet from the answer?
Amen.
Can you imagine? It'd be like Judas Iscariot who kissed Jesus on the cheek. Are you listening to me? It'd be like Agrippa who Paul dealt with in the book of Acts in chapter number 26. Paul presents the gospel to King Agrippa, and Agrippa considers that thing in his mind. Instead of going 4 miles to the house, 4 miles to the altar, he said, I'll go on up to Thornton Road. Are you with me this morning? Agrippa looked at Paul and said, almost. Almost. You've got me that close. That close to becoming a Christian. Almost thou hast persuaded me to become a Christian. Almost. Almost convinced that you need to be saved is not enough. Almost convinced that church membership is enough is not enough. Almost convinced that baptism will get you into glory is enough is not enough. Listen, the place when God deals with your heart is a slippery place. Because as soon as God starts dealing with your heart about salvation, the devil starts dealing with your heart.
Amen.
about rejecting Christ. Are you listening to me this morning? Somebody needs to make the right decision this morning. Listen, when you get to hell, you won't be able to blame it on the governor. You won't be able to blame it on the mayor. You sure won't be able to blame it on the preacher after hearing this message this morning. Because I'm here to tell you that the Bible said that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's not if you can be good enough. It's not if you've got enough money. Jesus done paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but thank God he washed me white as snow. Hey, bless God, it's not on my merit and it's not on your merit. It's not on my good or your good. It's on the blood Jesus shed at Calvary. And all we've got to do is say, I'll take him. That road of salvation can be a slippery place. I remember it as a teenager standing in the back of White Oak Springs Baptist Church. That preacher would get done preaching. They'd give the invitation. I remember holding the back of that pew. Why was I holding on? It's slippery. Boy, there was a battle going on in my heart. I slide this away for a minute. You know the way you usually fall? In the direction you're leaning. You usually fall in the direction you're leaning. Which way are you leaning this morning? Up at New Manor, them kids sang a little song, whose side are you leaning on? Are you leaning on the Lord's side? I hope I can get you to lean toward heaven before you leave here this morning. And I hope you fall in head first. But I pray you don't leave here leaning toward hell this morning and bust that wide open. That road of salvation can be a slippery place, because just as sure and as just as much as the Lord wants you to be saved, he said it wasn't his will that any should perish but all come to repentance. Just as much as the Lord wants you to be saved, the devil wants to keep you from it. But you know what? All of his excuses are empty. Every one of them. That if you get saved, you can't live it. Of course, yeah, he's telling you the truth. He's not lying. But it's still an empty excuse. It ain't up to me to live it. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. None of us can live. Well, I'm afraid if I get saved, I'll be a hypocrite. You probably will. Let's go ahead and mark it down. Sometime in your Christian life, you're going to be hypocritical. You're not going to practice what you preach. You're not going to walk the way you say you believe. That's why there's grace. I'm not talking about an excuse to sin. I'm just saying we're human. And we're going to mess up. The Bible said a just man falleth 7 times, rises up again. You know what causes you to fall? You get in a slippery place. Tuesday, our driveway was covered with snow. Wednesday, it warmed up a little bit. Here's what happens in the South that them Yankees don't know nothing about. That soft, pretty snow turns into water. Then it turns into pure ice. You know what I realize? You get out there on that ice, I'm letting my dog out to go to the bathroom, walking, fix to go feed the horse, walking on the driveway. Once you start falling, you might as well just go ahead and... Amen. Are you listening to me this morning?
Yeah.
I mean, boy, you start your feet going... Whoop, 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 and the more you move your feet, the faster they go.
Yes, sir.
And you ain't moving.
Right.
Flat. Somebody's on that road of salvation this morning. And I pray you jump into heaven and don't slip into hell this morning.
Amen.
Don't be with Agrippa almost. 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 You have nobody to blame in hell but yourself.
That's right.
The road of salvation can be a slippery place. Let me give you a couple more before we go to the house. The road of sin can be a slippery place. The road of sin can be a slippery place. Listen, like I said on Tuesday, I got this. I got a four-wheel drive. I've drove in the woods all my life. I can handle mud. Mud ain't snow. And you know what? If it had just been me out there, no problem. The trouble wasn't the trouble I was having on the road. The trouble I was having was the trouble everybody else was having on the road. Are you listening? Man, we are surrounded by a world of sin. And if we're not careful, we'll let the sin of others, the sin of friends, the sin of co-workers, we'll let that crash us in our life. Man, sin is a slippery thing. It ain't nothing to play with. It ain't nothing to toy with. Hey, we just need to leave it alone.
Amen.
Amen. I guarantee you there's not one student in the RU class on Friday night whose intentions was drug addiction. I guarantee you there's not one one person addicted to methamphetamine who woke up one day and said, I'm going to get addicted to drugs today. I'm going to smoke crack and destroy my life. Not one kid in high school in his senior picture. You know how they always put their, I don't know what you call that, their, what they want to do, what they're going to be. What's funny, I looked at one of my old yearbooks, ain't nobody nothing they said they was going to be. Pretty much. Not one person in that yearbook says, I want to be a drunk. I want to be a divorcee. I want to be a single parent raising my children all by myself. That's nobody's desire. Man, even if you're saved, life can have some slippery places. Sin is some slippery places. We get out there and play with this a little and play with that a little. And before we know it, we're thinking, hey, man, I got this. I can get through this. This ain't no big deal. I can handle this. And the next thing we know, we're in the ditch.
Amen.
And life's a mess. Do you know what I found out when I was out there in that storm? Wasn't nothing I could do. It was totally out of my control.
Amen.
I'm in a Toyota. I couldn't help that sideways 18-wheeler, Roger, if I wanted to. Wasn't nothing I could do. I was helpless. You know, that's where we find ourselves in sin.
Yes, sir.
That thing gets such a hold on your life, you are no match for it. Do you understand that? I can handle this. No, you can't. They's been bigger than you crash. They's been bigger than you fall. I know preachers personally who were men of God. There ain't no doubt in my mind. Somebody said, well, I doubt they ever was a preacher to start with. No, I don't doubt it. I'm talking about good men. Oh, I can handle texting back and forth with this lady. That ain't no big deal. It's just texting. That's all it is. Boy, y'all just died on me, didn't you? We're just friends on Facebook, that's all. Ain't no harm there. I got this. I can handle this. Today they're out of the ministry. Today their families are destroyed. Today their churches are torn all apart. Why? Because they thought they could handle it.
Amen.
Somebody said, why don't you tweet? I don't even like the word. I don't. Tweet me. No. I tweet her every chance I get. I ain't tweeting you. Me and Johnny Cash been friends all our life. Don't you come to me after church and say, tweet me this week. I ain't tweeting you this week. We'll go shoot something, but I ain't tweeting you, no. Why don't you get on Facebook, preacher? I got enough handling just this.
Yeah.
I don't need social media added to this. Well, I don't have any problem with mine yet. Man, sin will mess you up. Well, preacher's Facebook ain't a sin. No, owning a computer ain't a sin. Ain't nothing wrong with a computer. Some of these preachers are idiots. They're like the gun control people. They think the computer's the problem. I got a house full of guns. Excuse me, I wish I had a house full of guns. I really don't have no guns. I could walk in here with my pistol on my side this morning and it'd be no harm to nobody. That pistol ain't never done nothing to a soul. But if I choose to pull it off and point it at Brother James and blow his head off, well, it's the gun. It's the gun manufacturer. What did gun manufacturer have to do with that? What did Apple have to do with that divorce? What did IBM have to do with that divorce? What did Dell or Gateway or any of that crap? What did the iPhone have to do with that divorce? Nothing. It was the dumb, idiot, poor soul handling the divide. Got people out there playing with sin that's going to put them in a ditch. Be sure you don't slip on the road of salvation. Be sure you don't slip on the road of sin. Let me give you a third one right quick. Be sure you don't slip on the road of surrender. The closest I ever came, Brother Harold, boy, it's good to see y'all this morning. Closest I ever came to getting out of church, y'all was there. God was dealing with my heart about surrendering my life to Him. And I thought I could run from it. You can't run from God. How do you run from somebody that the Bible said His eyes are in every place? How do you hide from that? Are you listening? How do you hide from somebody who is omnipresent everywhere at the same time? You can't hide from God. You can't run from God. Some of you in this sitting in this church, good people, faithful people, I love you and would fight the devil for you and do on many occasions. Are you listening to me? You've been running and you've been fighting, and if you're not careful, you'll slip completely out of the will of God and wreck your life just because you won't say, okay, God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. It's amazing how many times I hear people give a testimony. I wish I'd have just surrendered. I wish I'd have just gave in and said, okay, God, to begin with. Wouldn't it have been better if you'd got saved the first time God dealt with your heart? Amen. Wouldn't it have been better if you'd have just went ahead and said, okay, God, I'll do whatever you want me to do when He first dealt with your heart? Amen. You say, well, God doesn't call everybody into the ministry. No, but He does call everybody to be faithful. Moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Amen. Are y'all listening? When I say surrender, I don't mean you got to be a pastor or a missionary. We need surrendered church members who just surrender their life to God. I'd make a difference. I'd make a mama out of some of you ladies. I'd make a good daddy and a good husband out of some of you men. You'd just surrender your life to God. Come in here and saying, God, here I am. Whatever you want don't mean you may have to walk off your job. It could. No, what it means is, God, whatever you want. God, if you just want me to be a good, praying, Bible-reading, faithful church member who pays my tithes, supports my preacher, God, if that's what you want out of my life, here I am. We've got so many unsurrendered people. We surrender to our jobs. We surrender to our government. Oh, bless God, I don't surrender to the government.
Come on, preacher.
Really? You been to H&R Block yet?
Yeah.
You file them taxes yet?
Come on.
Yeah, you're surrendered to the government. Amen. You surrender yourself to a doctor.
Yeah, come on.
Amen.
Whatever he says, you just take it. How do you know he really even knows? A lot of them don't. One of my dearest friends crippled. Because he believed a doctor said, I can fix your back. Let me knock you out, put you unconscious, fillet you, and work on your spine. I'm not saying he made a bad decision. I don't know what I'd do. And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we trust people. We surrender our lives and our health and our circumstances. We surrender them to people all the time. I surrender myself to airplane pilots all the time. I've seen the advertisement or a trailer. Ain't that what you call it? The movie? I saw a movie trailer about a guy. What's the name of that movie? Is it just simply Flight, I think? It's got Denzel Washington in it. He's a drunk. He's a drunk pilot. And he's up there, and I'm thinking, oh, Lord. I see that commercial, and I'm flying out the next day. I'm going to look up in there and see if Denzel Washington's in there. Say, hey, bud, come here. Let me smell your breath. Get Todd to bring me one of them things they blow. Here, blow on this before you crank this thing, buddy. We surrender ourselves all the time. You know what I do? I always pray and ask God to give us a good trip. I get back there, I stick my headphones in my ear. I get my Bible out, and I just kick back. Think nothing about it. Never met the guy. Don't know where he learned to fly. Could have been on YouTube for all I know. You can learn to do brain surgery on YouTube.
You're right.
If you don't know how to do it, YouTube it.
Yep.
Amen. I'm going to get me a YouTube, a Twitter, and a Facebook. I'm going to call it YouTwitface. Amen. You can learn how to do anything. Man, seriously, we surrender ourselves. But listen, there's a God in heaven who loves you, who created you, who cares for you more than anybody ever has thought about. He gave his own life for you. But yet we won't surrender to him. We'll trust everybody else in the world. But when God says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, why would we even hesitate? The one who is really qualified to control, to help, to guide our lives. And we go, Man, surrender can be a slippery place.
Amen.
If God's dealing with your heart about getting serious about God, you'll just give in.
Amen.
Somebody said, let go and let God.
Amen.
How many of you ever made a mess out of your life? Come on.
Amen.
How about everybody in here? So we already know we're not qualified. I would ask you to raise your hand, but I don't mind putting mine up. I've done it more than once. Twice. Thrice. Have you ever looked at something in your life and said, but I'll never get myself in this mess again. Little ways down the road, I'll never get myself in this mess again. I'll never get myself in this mess again. Again and again and again. Because we're poor souls. The Lord said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Why don't we just trust him this morning? Just trust him with your life. There's some people in this church over the last few weeks have made life-changing decisions. I knew in my heart the decision they were supposed to make, but it wasn't my job to tell them. I knew what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to say yes to a situation or no to a situation. I knew the answer. But it wasn't good enough that I knew the answer, Brother Freddie. I wanted them to know the answer. I wanted them to find the answer without me having to tell them. And they did. Praise the Lord. They had sense enough to say, okay. Boy, it got quiet again. Man, you can trust God. I've been pastoring this church for 20 years. He hadn't let me down one time, Brother Freddie. I haven't missed a meal that I did not choose to. God has taken care of us. Matter of fact, our lives are way better since I surrendered and said, God, whatever. The road to salvation can be a slippery place. The road of sin, the road of surrender. Let me give you this last one. I'm done. Some of you may disagree right here, but the road of suffering can be a slippery place. Bad circumstance. Listen, man, life is full of trouble. Life is full of trouble. The very first thing when trouble comes, people automatically want to see whose fault it is. I'm in this situation because of him or because of her. Listen, man, Monday all day, they said it's going to snow tomorrow. It's going to snow tomorrow. Could be up to 2 inches tomorrow. They even gave a time as early as.
Amen.
Some were saying 9 a.m. I don't know what time it started, but there was warning after warning after warning after warning.
Amen.
It's the government's fault. It's the mayor's fault. It's the school system's fault. They didn't make you put your kids on the bus. They didn't make us choose to get out. They didn't make me decide to go to Douglasville for guitar strength. But life, that's vital. We won't live if we don't get guitar strength. Not milk or bread, guitar strength. And as smart as I am, it wasn't it's gonna snow. It's snowing. But not one time did I blame the mayor or the governor or the school system or the City of Atlanta Police or the Douglas County Sheriff's Department. I didn't blame none of them. You know what I'm saying all the way? You idiot.
Yeah.
I was afraid to look in my mirror, my rearview mirror, because every time I did, I could see me. I couldn't get mad. I did it. A lot of times, I'm not saying you're in a bad situation or you're hurting this morning because you did something. It may not be your doing, but you're there. You're there. Instead of figuring out why you're there, maybe you ought to start figuring out how you get out of it.
Amen.
What's your best route home?
Yes,
I've got a good idea this morning. I think it's this direction. I don't think you can go wrong by heading toward Jesus Christ. Man, we're preaching to hurting people this morning. We're preaching to people who've been through a lot of stuff. And man, we try our best to be mindful of that and love you where you are and to love you through it and to help you. But don't sit there and get bitter in your suffering. There are people all over this community, all over this state, all over the South, as a matter of fact. If you knock on their door and invite them to church, this will be your response. We used to go. But we got hurt. We blame God for stupid people's mistakes. I'm not going to quit God because somebody else is an idiot.
Amen, preacher.
And we're all on the same road together. Trying to go in the same direction at the same time, just like it was on Tuesday. I'm not going to blame God because somebody else didn't have sense enough to drive in that mess. There are people out of church this morning because of a preacher who made some bad mistakes. Shame on him. I'm with you. Shame on him. He ought to be whipped. He ought to be stomped. He ought to be beat. These guys putting their hands on children, putting their hands on other men's wives. They ought to have their rear end kicked up to their shoulder blades. But don't quit God because they're idiots. Don't quit God because this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. People getting mad and bitter against church and the Lord because of social media. I used to go to church, but the internet, really? Really? We got people in here with real problems. You think, why you keep hitting that? If you only knew how much of it I've had to deal with. People who are literally out of church and some people who will never come back to church because something they read. Come on. It's not like God sitting in heaven going, yeah, bless God, I'll get you. Bless me, I'll get you. See how you like this. God ain't doing that stuff. Ma'am, God didn't cheat on you. It ain't God you having to beg for child support. God didn't give your kid a crack pipe. Are you listening? It ain't God's fault. Don't get sideways with Him. Here's the problem. I don't care what church you go to, it's going to be full of poor souls.
Amen.
And sometimes you're going to find yourself one of them.
Amen.
If you've been in this thing long enough, you've hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Even not intentionally.
Yes, sir.
Man, the best thing we can do is just love God.
Amen.
Take it with a grain of salt that we're all poor souls. We do stupid stuff, but man, let's stick together.
Yes, sir.
Let's trust God. Whatever caused this suffering, don't let me get sideways with God over it.
Amen.
Don't let it make me bitter, let it make me better.
Yes, sir.
The road of suffering can be a slippery place.
Yes.
In every section, area of this church, we've dealt with heartache over the years. Every balcony, choir, everywhere, we've dealt with heartache. And I thank God, I'm thinking this morning, I wouldn't name names for nothing, but I'm thanking God that some of you sitting here this morning. Because I've seen people out that weren't through less than what you went through. Let me say it again. I know people who are out, whose lives are in shambles because they went through something less than you went through. And I'm glad you trusted God. I'm glad you allowed His grace to be sufficient to get you through that thing. But listen, you're still breathing. That means life ain't over. There's more slippery places coming. My wife said while I was in North Carolina, we were talking, she said, they say it might snow again this week. I don't know if that's changed now or not. It might get slippery again. I'm not sure about the weather, but I am sure about life. I'm not a weather man, but I am a life man.
Right.
As long as we're breathing, man, trouble's just around the curve.
Yes, sir.
We need to be prepared. We need to trust God with all our heart. Hey, you can be doing just like Levi and I was Friday morning, driving along, minding your own business, doing nothing seemingly wrong, just not really paying attention. That's all. That's something I never do when I drive anyway. I don't. I just point it in that direction. Do whatever I need to do. That's probably what I was doing. I thought because it was good back there, it'd be good up there. It wasn't. I found myself sideways. I didn't mean to. But nevertheless, I found myself there. I had to figure out how to steer myself out of it. And by His grace, we got back on even ground. I meant to look at 2 Samuel this morning. Y'all come and get me a song. I want to read this verse to you. Second Samuel chapter 22. They're going to sing with this is the invitation. 2 Samuel chapter 22. I want you to notice what the psalmist said. He said it here and in Psalms chapter number 18 and verse number 36. But in 2 Samuel 22 and verse number 37, I like this. He said, "Thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip." He said the exact same thing in Psalms chapter 18 and verse number 36. "Thou hast enlarged my steps beneath me so that my feet did not slip." Another place in Psalms, he said, "You've put me in an even place." Several places in the book of Psalms, he talks about Psalms chapter number 17. He said, "His footsteps slip not." Psalms 26:12, he talked about that even place. Boy, we ought to get on this altar this morning and say, "God, help me not to slip. Enlarge my footsteps. Enlarge my foundation. Give me an even place to stand, a dry place to stand, God, that my feet will not slip." Some are on a slippery road to salvation. Don't slip out of here this morning on your way to hell. Get that thing settled today. Some are on a slippery road of sin. Oh, get your feet on some solid ground this morning. Get some help. Surrender. Somebody just needs to say, "God, whatever you will, I will. Whatever you want me to do, God, that's what I'll do. I'm here, God. I want you to have control of my life. I've messed it up enough. Somebody's here this morning, you're bitter at God because you've had to suffer through this or that. You just need to come trust God. Maybe say, God, I don't understand why I'm here, but I know I'm here. God, I don't know what you need me to learn in this, but Lord, I pray you'd show me and help me through this. Let's stand to our feet all over the house this morning. If you don't mind, let's just bow our heads, close our eyes. Nobody looking around this morning. They're going to sing for us in just a moment. But before they do, I wonder if there'd be one this morning who'd be honest enough just to slip up your hand and say, preacher, pray for me. I feel like I'm slipping on that road of salvation. I'm not sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Please pray for me. I wouldn't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. Preacher, I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray I'd get this settled in my heart. God bless you. Anybody else, just slip up your hand. I need to get this thing settled today. Boy, I'd hate to know I was this close to heaven and missed it and died and went to hell. Pray for me. Preacher, I need to get that thing settled. Anybody else? How about it this morning? How about this, preacher? I know that I can trust you enough that you won't inquire and have to know what I'm involved in, but preacher, I'm slipping with some sin that I have no power over. I need some help. Preacher, pray for me. I don't want to slip in a ditch of sin and ruin my life, even the lives of my family and those around me. Preacher, pray for me. Thank you guys for being honest. Or it'd have been a whole lot more hands up than that. How about this, preacher? I'm dealing with surrender. I know God wants more out of my life, and I'm just not willing to let it go and let him have it. But preacher, pray I'd get to that place where I could just say, okay, God, whatever you want. How about it this morning? Just want to pray for you. Look at there. Oh, somebody just needs to let go and let him this morning. Just let go. You can trust him. I'm living proof. You can really trust Jesus. Levi wrote a song about it. You can trust Jesus. You don't even have to raise your hand this morning, because I know already there's some here this morning that are slipping on the road of suffering. Some bad stuff has come in your life. You're dealing with it this morning as best you can. But listen, you're no match for it. If you're not careful, it's going to overwhelm you. It consumes your thoughts. It hinders your sleep. Man, why don't you just trust God with that thing this morning? Why don't you just trust God? Hey, there's people who've been there before you, and they made it. There's people who've been through that divorce. There's people who've been through that health situation. And they're here to tell you this morning, God's able. And God can help you. Don't slip away from God in this time of suffering. Get close. Get close. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you again this morning, God, we thank you. Lord, as David said, thank you for enlarging our steps. God, helping us not to slip. Lord, the only difference in me and that in this life is utterly destroyed this morning is your grace and your mercy. And I thank you for that this morning. Lord, thank you for every hand that was raised. Lord, by the raising of that hand meant that you've been speaking to their heart. Father, I pray you'd help them to do something with it this morning. Lord, to make a decision to trust you with whatever it is, whether it be their soul, their life, some sin, God, that they're struggling with, whatever it may be, God, help them this morning. Father, we'll thank you and we'll praise you. It's in your precious name I pray. Amen. God.